Welcome everyone to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders season preview call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead, Ms. Hutchinson.
Hi everyone, this is Claire Hutchinson from the league office at the CFL. Welcome to this installment in our annual season preview call. On the line today we have Vice President of Football Operations, General Manager and Head Coach Chris Jones, as well as quarterback Zach Calera. We'll be jumping straight into the Q&A today to talk about the season ahead, so let's kick things off with the first question.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register for questions. We thank you for your patience. So our first question is from a participant. Please state your name and media and proceed with your question. So again, your line is now open. You may proceed with your question.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you.
Chris Jones first. Chris, you've had a couple of years now to start putting together a team. And how do you feel about your Canadian content?
I think we've got really good Canadians. My job when coming in was to try to build a sustainable group of Canadians, and I feel like we've got a good group of Canadian players.
The young guys that you've got, you've had, you know, from time to time, you've had a little difficulty signing them. Why do you think that is? Can you share with us why that is, possibly?
Who do we have trouble signing?
Well, St. John, and you ended up coming in.
Jonathan Hardaway. That's why it was hard to sign.
Yeah, no, it's just a question. To Zach Calero. Zach, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Zach. You have an opportunity now to reset yourself. What are you taking from your previous experience that you're bringing into this new environment that you have that you hope will make you successful?
I think there's a lot that I can bring over from my days in Hamilton and even in Toronto. Want being the new guy in the locker room and establishing myself and getting in there with the guys and getting to know everybody. So, I've had to do those things before. So from that standpoint, I think the transition will be a bit easier. And you really can't replace game time reps. And I feel like I have a lot of games under my belt and I've seen a lot of different things that defenses throw at you and been in different circumstances, different situations, and the different nuances of the game. I've played in a lot of those things, so I think that'll help me moving forward as it would, for any guy who has a lot of experience. From a training camp standpoint, just really looking forward to getting out there, meeting the guys, and getting to work, really, and getting back on the football field and doing what I love and what we all love to do. And I'm just really excited for the opportunity and the task at hand.
Chris has put together a really nice offense. You've had a chance to work with it a little bit. How do you see, from your perspective, what are the advantages of that good group of receivers and that great offense that you have there to work with?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a good system, a proven system, and a great group of players, you're expecting good results. So, I've been fortunate enough to play a few games in the system before in Toronto, and have been able to watch it evolve, from another perspective the last couple of years. And, obviously, everybody talks about the receivers. We have great players everywhere, but, knowing what those guys can do definitely, helps the quarterback. And really, it's just all about me, learning the reads, being able to get through the progressions on time, getting my footwork, properly done and getting the ball to those guys as soon as possible so they can make plays with the football, because that's what
you know, that's what the writers pay those guys to do. So, you know, the better I can get the ball out of my hands, the more efficient, the more accurate I can be at the football, the better off the offense will be.
Good luck, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our following question is from Murray McCormick from Regional Leader Post. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Long time no see. Good to hear you again. Zach, I got a question for you. You talked a little bit about the receivers. How does this receiving corps compare to what you've worked with in the past, and what are your thoughts going forward with these guys that the number of receivers the Riders have?
I can only really speak to the guys that I've played with in the past. I've been able to play with Bakari. But from watching these guys on film, obviously we have a lot of dynamic guys, guys that can go up and get the football, guys that are efficient in and out of their routes, and guys that when they catch the ball are able to take it from a five-yard route to a 60-yard touchdown. So, like I said, on paper, we look great, but it's our job to get out there, starting on the 18th for training camp and getting that chemistry together so we can go out there and execute. That's what this game is all about, is execution. And that all starts with the quarterback, so I'm excited to get to work with these guys.
What do you think it would be like to work with the three quarterbacks you have in the room?
I've gotten to know a bit over the last couple months, and it's weird being the oldest guy in the room. This is the first for that, so but they're all good guys. We like to talk about the NBA and odd stuff, and they're pretty knowledgeable about this game. So about the game of football. So I'm excited to be able to kind of pass some wisdom about the CFL game down to these guys and hear the perspectives as well. And again, I've only got to interact with them for a few days so far, but it's been a real good time.
Just a question for Chris. Chris, we've seen what happened with Daron Carter over the off season. It's still named up and cleaned up by the time you even open the regular season. Do you think it'll be a distraction, and maybe how will you deal with Daron Carter's off season when you get together at training camp?
Yeah, I mean, we just go about, our business as usual, Murray. It's in the court's hands, and again, when they come down with their ruling, we'll be prepared either way.
What position is he going to play for you? That's an easier question.
He's going to play defense and offense. I'm going to keep him very busy.
And what do you expect out of him this year?
I'm hoping that we make strides. I mean, again, as Willie Jefferson did a few years ago, I mean, he was a, very outspoken guy and very, just like Daron. And again, as we got to know each other better and he got to know me better, then, our working relationship got even stronger. And again, I think you can ask Willie and some of the guys that we've coached in the past, that we're not bad guys. We're there for the players. So hopefully Daron, like I say, we want him to make plays for us, help us win football games, but want to bring him along, in other ways as well.
Just one last thing. You touched upon Sam Oligwavin being a middle linebacker. What do you think he'll do at that position going forward?
Well, Sam Oligwavin's a great player. I mean, he's probably one of the best athletes on the team. You're talking about a 235-pound guy that runs, low 4.6, high 4.5, and broads almost 11 feet. I think we broaded him something like 10-10 with about almost a 40-inch vertical. So, I mean, he's a great athlete, and now what we need him to do is, he don't ever say boo. He don't ever hardly ever speak unless he's up there trying to impersonate me. And so with that being said, again, we just want Sammy to come in and lead our football team from in the middle. And, again, we don't ask our guys to do too much defensively. It's just everybody do the job.
Okay, thanks, Chris. I'll have some more later.
Yeah, talk soon.
Thank you. Our following question is from Jamie Nye from 980 CJME Radio. Please go ahead.
Coach Jones, when you on the heels of what Murray asked about linebacker with Francis Judge, Hurl Bartlett back there, do you need one of those guys to step up and be a starter? Is that a necessity for your ratio this season, or can you go all international linebackers this year?
Well, we've got a core of linebackers, and we drafted the tights kid too. And I mean, So we've got some guys that we feel, you know, feel confident in that, that they can develop. And, I mean, if Brandon Bartlett had been in this year's draft with the way he can run, you know, telling where, you know, where we would have had to, what draft pick we'd had to give him for him. So, I mean, you know, the whole key for that whole crew is to stay healthy. And, you know, they've all had bumps and bruises and, so hopefully all of them come back and are able to find their niche on our football team and become the players that they can, because athletically they've got, you know, good talent.
Do you need, will you go Canadian starter at linebacker, or is that unclear right now?
Well, no, we'll have at least one Canadian linebacker in the game all the time. We'll have a free safety and a nose tackle.
When you took on Travis Bond, was that to be a tackle, or do you still see him as guard where the Bombers had him most of the time?
No,
he was there.
He's going to play guard for us, whether he plays left or right's yet to be determined. Spent some time with him down in North Carolina this year, just a great guy, big old country guy. And, you know, so he brings a level of physicality that a lot of people, you know, can't bring in our league. And, that was one of the things that we tried to do is, you know, we're trying to become a more physical football team. So, that's been taken into account, in all three phases, free agency, the draft, and then our workout guys. So, I mean, we're trying to get guys that are physical.
So you'll be looking at Labatt, Clark, Bladeck as two of those three will be starters, and you just, will Labatt get looks at center at camp, or how will that shake out?
Yeah, you know what, it'll all take care of itself. You know, Labatt, the good thing about him is he can play center or guard. Bladeck's played both guards before, so I mean, we do have a good solid problem there with some guys that can play, you know, and Clark brings, you know, tremendous leadership to our football team. He gets a lot out of his ability, and like I say, I mean, that's a good group.
Overall, this has been a lot more stable offseason, a lot of moves out of improvement rather than necessity. How will that help you, you know, keep pace maybe early portion of the season and be able to gel early after back-to-back seasons where the losses piled up early and you kind of got behind the eight ball?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that's something that we've got to address. I mean, as a football team, we've got to get off on the right foot. And, you know, the thing I do like about it, I mean, you're going to know right away because we play a game, you know, in the first week. So in the first 2 days, you're going to find out if a guy, you know, does he play good when the lights come on? And we've had plenty of guys that look good in practice, but quick as those lights come on, he wasn't the player we thought he was. So, like I say, we can make some decisions, a week into our camp.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our following question is from Graham Kelly from Medicine Hat News. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Coach, other than getting better players, what has been the most difficult part of turning a losing team into a winner?
Well, I mean, again, it's not really, you know, so much as what we do. I mean, yeah, I mean, the coaches are a part of it, but you've got to have great players. I mean, if you look at all the Grey Cup teams that we've, you know, where we've been to the Grey Cup or won the division or ended up winning the Grey Cup, I mean, it's, we got great players at every one of those spots. And when we have our workouts, we tell them the same thing, you know, really doesn't have a lot to do with us. I mean, pro football, you kind of give them some direction and they go out there and they are able to, complete a simple task over and over and over and over again, whether it's throwing a hitch, getting in position to tackle, making a block, whatever it is. I mean, it's a simple task that they have to do, and you can't have errors. And, that's pro football versus college football or high school football, of which I coached both of those too. And, you know, so that's kind of, I think the biggest thing that we've had to, you know, the biggest hurdle is just getting the right players, you know, cause it's not always about the best athlete. Sometimes it's about the best football player. And we've had to wade through some guys, and we feel very strongly about the group we've put together.
When Kent Austin took over the Riders in 2007, he said you can't win the Grey Cup without an all-Canadian caliber quarterback. You have that now, don't you?
Well, I mean, Zach's a very good player. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I mean, when you go back and you look at how good he was in high school, and, you know, I'm from a small town, and I know what it's like to come up with a lot of expectations and the scrutiny that you get from the time that you're a young kid, basically, playing high school football, and he's had to endure that in Steubenville, Ohio, I can assure you, because all they care about is the big red football team. And so he's had to endure that for a long time, you know, and then, and Zach will tell you, I mean, we won 10 ball games, and Brandon Bridge was a big part of why we won 10 ball games last year, you know, and so with that being said, I feel very strong about the quarterback position.
Zach, a question for you. Is there much difference shifting from the Eastern to the Western Conference?
Sorry, can you ask me that again?
Is there any difference or much of a difference as far as a quarterback is concerned playing in the Western Conference rather than in the Eastern Conference?
I guess that kind of remains to be seen from my perspective, but if you look back, at least at the time that I've been in the league, the Western Conference, you have to win more games to make playoffs. So, that's definitely a challenge. You really have to bring your A game every single week, but, that's why, we're still playing pro football, because the guys that are left playing, the guys that love to compete, and, I think that'll be something that is a bit different. You can't be 1-7 going into Labor Day and expect to still make the playoffs.
Thank you, Zach and Coach Jones. All the best to you this year.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you. Our following question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Hello gentlemen. A question for Zach as well as Coach. Zach, you're in a really good situation. You got a proven coordinator in Stephen McAdoo, a massive offensive line, a proven running back, and a bunch of 6'5" receivers. What do you have to improve as an individual that isn't dependent on others? And for Coach Steve Walsh, what did you see in him that made you attractive to bring him into your program? Zach, your first, please.
Joel, can you repeat that? I'm sorry. No problem.
You have a great supporting cast. Stephen McAdoo, massive offensive line, good running back, bunch of tall receivers. What do you have to improve on individually that isn't dependent on somebody else? And then, Coach Steve Walsh, what made him attractive to bring him into your program?
Okay. I think as a quarterback, as a player, just as a competitor, you're always looking to improve. So, from that standpoint, I'm trying to improve it in every aspect of my game, whether it's physically or mentally. Like Coach Jones just said a minute ago, it's the small tasks that you repeatedly do, and not making mistakes when asked to do those tasks is pro football, and it's why teams win games. So, if I could take the coaching and do the little things right, because like you said, and like what's been kind of mentioned throughout this press conference and since I've been in Saskatchewan, we have a lot of great players. So for the quarterback, you're kind of the point guard. You're distributing the football. And, if I could do that, like I said, efficiently and accurately, I like our chances in a lot of games. So, again, it's dependent on me, it's dependent on the receivers, the line, everybody gelling together as a unit. And the best team that I've been on, everybody's on the same page, and so I'm looking forward to, again, getting that process started.
Coach Steve Walsh?
Steve Walsh, he came up here last year. And, I had heard from Marcus and them, what a great job he did, with Ricky last year and being Ricky's eyes and that type of thing. And then, I didn't know what his contract situation was. And, we got down at the Senior Bowl, McAdoo and myself, and we interviewed a bunch of people. And, so I talked to Marcus and I talked to, Jaime. And we got talking, and they said, man, he would be great for football. And so, anyway, we got him in front of us, and we were just blown away. I mean, he did an outstanding job. He's an extremely intelligent guy. I mean, And he'll tell you too, it wasn't his athleticism that kept him in as a quarterback all those years. I can tell you that for sure. And, so he's just a really smart guy that knows the system. I mean, he's been in the West Coast stuff for forever. I mean, Trestman recruited him out of high school, so he's been in that system for quite some time. And, you know, I've only been around him about three or four times, but he's just an outstanding individual. We're lucky to have him.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. A following question is from Drew Edwards from Three Down Nation. Please go ahead.
Coach, my question for you is, with Bruce Campbell still unsigned, how do you see the left tackle spot playing out?
We've got about three or four guys lined up over there and let it play out.
So it's just basically going to be an open competition with the free agents you're bringing into camp?
Excuse me?
You're going to bring like the free agents that you have on the roster, the American free agents you have on the roster, you're expecting a competition between them? You don't have a guy that you're eyeing at this point?
No, that's what we're going to do. We went to minicamp, and we've been able to evaluate the top three out of minicamp, and those three are going to go and compete for the left tackle job.
Okay. And in your comments about Daron Carter, you sort of talked about wanting him to develop in areas off the football field and that you felt you had sort of a role in that. What role can you play or can your coaching staff play in sort of helping Daron develop in the off-field way?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of guys during my career that, you know, that are very outspoken and that, you know, they don't just necessarily fit the mold that everybody would like them to be in. And so really that's going to be, Daron's decision as to how he wants to develop and that type thing. All I can do is offer my experience and try to, you know, be a support for him as he's trying to figure out exactly, who he is as an individual.
And I have one question for Zach. Zach, have you been able to spend any time in Regina yet? And if so, what have your impressions been of it? And do you see some similarities between Regina and its passion for football and where you come in terms of Steubenville?
I haven't been able to spend much time yet, minus the day that I flew out there to sign the contract and do the press conference and all those things. But, you know, I've played there a number of times and, you know, since signing with Saskatchewan, I've been reached out to by a lot of people from out there, whether it's through social media or email, and it's just been an amazing response, and I thank everybody for that. And, you know, they love their football, and, you know, like Coach Jones was saying, I'm from a small town in Ohio that loves football and loves, you know, the high school and sports. So, you know, I'm kind of used to that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out there and meeting all these people and interacting with them and being a part of the Rider community. But they've really welcomed me, I guess, from afar so far. It's been really, really cool to see.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Thank you. A following question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Zach, I'm wondering I don't think anybody will question the physical ability you possess, but I'm wondering mentally if you've had to sort of reconfigure yourself given that your time in Hamilton didn't end the way you wanted to. I mean, there were the 12 straight starts that didn't go your way, and I'm wondering if the change, you know, is welcomed physically and as much mentally for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm definitely excited for the new situation. I think anytime you're thrown into something like that, something that is kind of outside of your comfort zone, you become a better person and player and all those things. So I'm really excited, again, to be in a new situation. There's definitely things that I could take from Hamilton, my time in Hamilton, that I learned from, whether it was positive or negative things, and, mm-hmm. and hopefully be able to use in my time in Saskatchewan.
And if I may follow up, you turned 30 this year, and I'm wondering if you've changed, you know, and at 30 compared to where you were at 20 and how.
Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure. I think if you ask anybody if they're a different person from when they were 20 and 30, they would say yes. I don't know if you mean from mental standpoint.
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, you're probably a different person now than you were 10 years ago. But I mean, have you are you a different person? Are you a different football player? And if so, in what way?
Oh, I mean, when I was 20 years old, I didn't know a damn thing about really how to play the quarterback position. You know, I just ran around a lot and was able to make plays with my feet and threw the ball. I think I've been around great people, whether it's coaches or other quarterbacks, and you know that know this game of football very well, and I've been able to learn from them and try to apply it to my game. So yeah, I think my style of play is different. I think I try to be smarter and pick and choose the spots where I really have to lay my body on the line. Because really in this game, if you're not on the field, then you don't have much value. So I try to do that, but at the same time, you know, be able to make those plays with the feet and pick up the extra yards to get us in a second and four or the first down and all those different things, right? All those situations matter, and I've really tried to realize those and understand those, and I've been around a lot of great people that have helped facilitate that for me.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 at this time for any questions or comments. The following question is from Ian Hamilton from Riderville.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, Chris. I'm just wondering if when you have a more established roster as during 3 years into a rebuild, if you have a different focus in the offseason.
You know what? I mean, our focus is always to try to bring as much competition and great players as we possibly can bring. When I was at Alabama, I had the good fortune to be around a recruiting coordinator that had come from Florida State back in their heyday. And he taught me, he said, man, when you can start turning away great players, he goes, that is when you put yourself in a good position. And so right now we can be very selective on who we take. We don't just have to take a guy because he's big or he's fast. I mean, you know, he's got to be able to come out there and play. And as I mentioned earlier, he's got to play at a very high level and do it over and over and over. And that's what we told him at minicamp. I mean, we're going to count every rep. And if you try to skip reps or you try to skip a one-on-one opportunity, then all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to eliminate you because you're eliminating yourself by not going out and competing. And so we're not looking for track guys. We're not looking for, you know, people that just look the part. We're looking for guys that can play the game of football and love playing a game of football.
Last offseason, you told us that you'd had maybe 3 weekends off during the offseason. Was this offseason the same, or were you
the same? I took one off at Christmas, one off at New Year's, and one off at Easter. Other than that, we've been on the road every weekend, hunting them. We've got a great roster put together. Can't wait to get it started. And, you know, I feel like we were missing a couple draft picks. You know, it would have been nice to have a couple of those draft picks there in the third and the fourth. But, unfortunately, we had used the one on Brandon. And so, but I thought the draft went well. And I feel like we picked up some pretty good players. So, look forward to getting it started.
As you get into camp, what area or position or what have you is going to be of particular interest to you?
Quarterback position is going to be real interesting as normal. Isn't that right, Zach? And it's always the same. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of young guys on defense going to have to make sure that we're, you know, if they don't score, we don't lose, you know. So we've got to make sure that we play great defense. And certainly we've got to, you know, figure out our left tackle situation now that Bruce is not there. So, again, there's going to be a lot, you know, a few contested positions where guys have to come in and earn those spots.
Great. Thanks.
All right, man.
Thank you. Our following question is from Mitchell Blair from 620 CKLM Regina. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys, a question for Zach and a question for Coach. Zach, I'll start with you. The end of your time in Hamilton wasn't great, obviously. You got hurt. You were having an MOP season, and then things went south. So do you feel that you have to prove yourself again in the league, or do you feel that it's just now this is your comeback with a fresh start?
I think in pro football, you have to prove yourself every practice, every rep, and every game. So I've always had that mentality, and that's not going to change.
Coach, the question for you, it's obviously going to be a very competitive Western Division again this year. What do you feel maybe puts your team above the rest at this time?
Hello?
Hello?
Yep, you're still here, Coach.
Hello, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't hear that last question. I'm cutting out for some reason.
Sorry, Coach, the question was, in a very competitive Western Conference, again this year, by the looks of it, what do you feel puts your team maybe above everybody else at this time, or can you say?
Well, I mean, you know, we're certainly hoping that the experience level of us being together for a couple of years gives us a chance to win those games early that we dropped close games, you know, early last year, and puts us in a better position to win the division, and then winning the division puts you at a little advantage of getting in the Grey Cup and winning it. So, I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. The following question is from Murray McCormick from Regina Leader Post. Please go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Last time we saw Gary Wilkins, he was kind of a linebacker. Simon's defensive tackle. Do you have a spot for him? He was a pretty impactful player during training camp last year.
Yeah, you know what? He was one of the top three players in minicamp last year down in Florida, and unfortunately on the very last day ended up hurting his knee. And he rehabbed all year long down at Georgia Tech. In fact, their strength coach down there played for me at Tennessee Tech, me and Mac. And so Zach says he's doing great and in great shape. And he came to minicamp, and he's like a Tommy Antigua. He can play a multitude of positions. He can play Mike. He can play Will. He can play defensive end. So he made a 37 on the Wonderlic. So he's pretty smart too.
Just you mentioned three tackles. Can you name the tackles of the guys you would be competing at left tackle? Is it you mentioned Vaughn Colefield, and who's the third competent player?
Yeah. Those first couple are probably two of the guys that I remember the most that did some good things there at minicamp. You know, those, Vaughn maybe has a little leg up on that. He spent better part of half a year with us last year. And then Colefield, I mean, he was a four-year starter there at Duke and was very highly thought of coming out. So we'll see. Best man plays, I can tell you that.
Is Josiah St. John in the mix for left tackle?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I mean, Josiah's a guy that we're going to put him at his natural position, which is offensive tackle. It's where he played, you know, college ball. And so we're going to put him both at right and left tackle.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks. Yep.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one at this time for any questions or comments. Our following question is from Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. Coach, I was wondering how the competition at the boundary corner spot might shake out. Is John Ojo the favorite, or who could be some of the competition there?
Now, John Ojo will play wide field where he was rookie of the year or whatever it was over in Edmonton. He'll be over at the wide field, and Duran will be taking some reps at boundary corner, and then we'll have, you know, mostly free, you know, the free agent guys that came to minicamp will be over there competing.
And what's, in your mind, the status of Trent Richardson? Because you made some comments.
Right now, Trent got some situations going on at home, and so we'll just have to see where that goes.
Do you expect him to be there for the start of training camp?
I don't think so, no.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you. So we have no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. Hutchinson. Please go ahead.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back here next week on the 15th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Toronto Argonauts season preview call, where we'll be joined by Mark Trussman and Jim Popp. The full schedule of preview calls is available at press.cfl.ca, and the season kicks off on June 14th with Edmonton versus Winnipeg at Investors Group Field. Thanks again, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.
Thank you.